Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
What a wacky moment in the history of humanity we are encountering. Obviously, the big debate last night. And then there's something that has happened here internationally. Two things have happened internationally. We've had a death of an American serviceman in Iraq today, just announced today. And now this, to me, is the strangest of all things. Filipino President Duterte. Thank you.
Rodrigo Duterte.
He apparently bought an extra T. Who is a fashioned populist, quasi-fascist type, who has won election in the Philippines. He's one of the three places in the world that are being pointed to for, you know, where this kind of populism thing, why Trump is so popular here, well, it's happening in other places in the world. And Duterte is a guy who is named in that. He was in China on a trade mission and said that the Philippines is no longer going to align itself with the United States. America has lost. China, you have won.
And also said, I will not go to America anymore. I will just be insulted there. Breaking a 70-year alliance, U.S.-Philippine alliance.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger joins us to talk about this right now. And Congressman, what do we make of that?
Yeah, that's kind of in your lead-in was accurate. This is where you kind of have this rising nationalism, populism, and you know this is what you've seen, for instance, to a this guy's I guess way more immature than him, but what you see almost in a Vladimir Putin, where it's pointing to an enemy, and right now Duterte, I say Duterte, maybe I'm wrong, but you know he's using the United States as kind of, you know, something to point to, somebody to be upset about. Remember, he's actually conducting a counter-narcotics campaign, but it's an extreme campaign. I mean, there's basically extreme violence. A lot of innocents have been killed. You know, we've expressed concern with how he's done it. We have five military bases in the Philippines. We had an agreement that until recently was a military agreement to work together that was suspended recently. We've recently suspended naval exercises. And so he just, you know, this isn't as much anything that we've done as it is. You just have a guy in there that is stoking nationalism anger and has decided to align himself with China. And it's unfortunate, but he's a little nutso.
Well, this also creates quite a crisis for the over 1 million Filipino expatriates who live in the United States. I mean, this is a big. There's a large Filipino presence in Chicago. There's a large Filipino presence up and down the West Coast, Southern California specifically, and throughout the U.S. And it has been a very longstanding and warm relationship because, and if you go back to it, it's ironic that. Donald Trump last night was talking about Douglas MacArthur. I mean, if you know the history of World War II, you realize that Douglas MacArthur basically got the Americans were in a terrible battle run out of the Philippines by Japanese soldiers. And that was that famous I Shall Return speech by Douglas MacArthur when they came to take the Philippines back. And when the Japanese had taken over the Philippine islands, it was brutal. It was exactly what they were doing all throughout the Pacific Rim with these concentration camps and terrible kinds of human rights abuses. And the Filipino people were always incredibly courageous fighters on behalf of freedom throughout the middle part of the 20th century. They were instrumental in our war effort in Vietnam, however you happen to feel about that war. And you know, there's always been a very warm relationship between these two nations, and a huge trade route between these two nations. And I just and again, as you're pointing out, there's they are technically a protectorate of the United States because of our bases there.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's really hard for me to even grasp kind of the impact that this is going to have. And you know, for a while, I was kind of under the impression that he was just saber rattling and trying to kind of stoke up nationalistic anger. But then, you know, to go to China and basically say America's failed, China's our new partner, that's going to have big implications. And you think about the the trade that we have with the Philippines, and you know, and the Philippines have a strong trade relationship with the United States. This is going to affect their economy. And so what you get with nationalism and populism, and you've seen it around the world, is you don't think through consequences of words and actions. And so, you know, this is actually going to probably backfire more on the president there than on us. But as you mentioned, I mean, this is in modern history, we've had just a fantastic relationship with the Philippines. And it's sad to see them go down this way. And it's a warning sign for, you know, as we do see this kind of isolationism, nationalism, populism rise around the globe, the real dangers of it. It's not something to take
that's
lightly.
Real stuff.
Isn't this the guy who's executing drug dealers and drug users on the streets just for that reason alone?
Yeah, and it's been a brutal crackdown. And, of course, we have expressed our concerns with how he's executing that war, and that kind of was the impetus that he was looking for. He called President Obama an SOB, mm-hmm. You know, made some kind of racially disparaging things against him, and just really seems like kind of a lunatic.
Yeah, he did the monkey thing.
He also specifically called out Chicago, saying you're letting people die in your streets, and I think Chicago always referenced the Laquan McDonald situation.
Right, because
Duterte too.
Yeah, Duterte is such an incredibly. Because things are going so well for him.
Right.
So let me switch over, though, to this news that we're hearing now that at least one American in an IED attack, American service member of the American military, has been killed in Iraq, not directly related to action in Mosul, but I guess in support of the action in Mosul.
Yeah, you know, I don't know much more than what's kind of an open source media, but it's sad, and it's a reminder that, you know, we have almost 1,000 people in Iraq right now, or we have more than 1,000, I think, now, and way more. And, you know, people are in harm's way. And you think about folks we have in Afghanistan. We had a military member and a civilian contractor killed yesterday. And, you know, look, military operations, anytime you undertake them, there's inherent risk. And but, you know, one thing I always like to keep in mind is, as tragic as this is, and we ought to, you know, obviously keep the family in our prayers, these are some of the best trained, fiercest warriors on the planet. They are the best trained, fiercest warriors on the planet. They choose to go defend America's interests and defend the United States of America, and they're heroes for it.
Yeah. It's one of the things that disturbs me most about this political season, too, because even though Donald Trump has been specific has attempted to be specific in trying to separate out the warriors from their bosses, the fact is that there are very dedicated. Where do those warriors come from? Where do those bosses in the Pentagon come from? And the people who make those decisions, they came, and those generals that he doesn't believe so much in, and they came from, you know, being either, you know, young captains or in some cases even young privates, right? And work their way up through that system, and they've been career military personnel. And this is a moment where I know everything is in question, but the strategy and the skill that goes behind the war fighting and the stuff that we don't even know publicly about what's going on is you just mentioned open source media. That's an interesting phrase, because there's a lot going on that is not publicly available in all quadrants, and special operators all over the world doing things. And these are men and women, sometimes in uniform and sometimes, you know, working as contractors or working for the intelligence services. I mean, this is a very, very difficult time, and this is a moment where we need to rally around those who are going out to defend the United States of America, and that's just one of those moments. So.
Well, we do, and if you think about it, I mean, you know, you have, we'll call them cyber warriors, you know, the people that are sitting in rooms defending our infrastructure and, you know, undertaking offensive cyber operations, that went to school to do this kind of stuff, you know, the smartest in the world. And I think, you know, yesterday one of the more disturbing things that happened in the debate was, you know, it was probably the most mature of the three debates, weirdly to say, until, you know, obviously the decision about not accepting the results was disturbing to me. But then, you know, and it's not kind of the sexy issue right now, and I get it. But when Donald Trump basically said that he doesn't believe 17 intelligence agencies that have said that the government of Russia is trying to influence this election. I mean, look, I get that he can go out and say, you know, we had bad information when it came to the war in Iraq, and I could point to the fact that it wasn't just American intelligence, it was intelligence from around the world. But regardless, but to say then 17 agencies are not correct because of whatever bias you have towards Russia, that may not be the issue that people are going to go out and vote on, and probably isn't. But to me, that is, that was very disturbing to hear and worrisome.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate your time,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks, Congressman.
All right, Congressman Adam Kinzinger. All right, we'll come back and we will do Judy's News in 2 minutes. And then Mark McKinnon joins us from The Circus, greatest political show on earth on Showtime, and his thoughts on last night's debate. All of that coming your way. Plus, Bob Saget's going to be here. A special Newsaroo is coming your way at 4 o'clock with Bob Saget as your celebrity host. Kerry Wood is going to be here, part of True Blue Playoffs Plus from Wintrust, Home and Cubs Checking, and by Sloan, Water Connects Us. Plus, Richard Roper is going to tell us of Jack Reacher. The new Tom Cruise movie is any good? Ooh. All that's coming around the show. I wouldn't want to miss a minute of this if I were you.